You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Caudette. Idaho may not have a professional sports team, but that does not mean the Gem State is lacking when it comes to sports options. And there could soon be even more choices on the table. Joining me live in studio to talk all things sports is Chad Kripe, sports editor for the Idaho Statesman. Welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
So, okay, let's just start out with stadiums, because there are two potentially on the table. Now, the first one, and there has been a lot of controversy surrounding this. This is a stadium that would potentially be built for a semi-pro soccer team, but also the Boise Hawks, correct?
Right.
So kind of give me some background on that and where we are now.
Yeah, so the Hawks have been wanting a new stadium for years and years to replace Memorial Stadium, and the trick has been how to get it done.
Mm-hmm.
So they're on to their second site on the west end of downtown now that they're trying to put a proposal together for. The funny thing to me is there's all this controversy about it, and the legislature is trying to do this, and people are trying to do that. They still haven't put out their proposal of what it actually is.
Right.
So until they do that, I mean, I think it's hard to jump to a judgment of it's a great thing, it's a terrible thing, until we see what the numbers are and exactly how they're going to do it. But essentially, the idea behind it is a developer will take the land, you know, a chunk of land, build a stadium on that land, fund the stadium primarily through bonds that will be paid back from the taxes created by the increased property taxes created by the $100 million worth of development that they will then build around the stadium. And then the city will own the stadium. So it's a complicated deal. There's, you know, there's also some city money going into it. Developers putting some money into it. But and then the idea is that you'd have the Boise Hawks there, but then you'd also have a United Soccer League mm-hmm. professional soccer team, which is the level below Major League Soccer, which be, you know, arguably the highest. Well, would be the highest level of pro sport we have in Boise. You know, you get an argument between whether the Idaho Stampede or this would have been the highest level
mm-hmm.
We've ever had. So, you know, you'd have those two things and then high school events and some other things there.
Do you think that Idaho could sustain like a semi-pro soccer team?
Yeah, and us in the sports world, it's not a semi-pro team. Semi-pro is a very different thing.
This is
professional.
Okay.
Boise Hawks, Idaho Steelheads, the soccer team, these are all professional sports. Semi-pro is more, you know, a little bit above a beer league.
Thank you for the clarification, and I'm sure all the sports fans out there appreciate that clarification.
But yes, I mean, this is a higher level of you know, it's a more expensive thing than, you know, maybe the Boise's had before.
Mm-hmm.
There's more that goes into it. I mean, I think it is a little bit bigger challenge than maybe some of the other things that have been supported here. But you look at what the Steelheads have done, and I think there's some similarities across a different season. You know, Steelheads are more October through April.
Mm-hmm.
This would be more March through October. So, yeah, I think there are some similarities there, and it's not that expensive. You know, tickets are about $20, and so I do think it's something that would be sustainable here, particularly with the soccer following here.
And then we have Boise State University bringing baseball back. Now, there was controversy surrounding that as well, because they took away wrestling in order to bring baseball back, and now were they not at some point, they were in discussions about being part of this potential stadium, but then they pull out and say, no thanks, we're going to build our own?
Yeah, so the original plan was that Boise State would be a partner in this
mm-hmm.
deal. That was on the original site, which was controversial in its own right.
Right.
And that site got scrapped, but along the way, Boise State pulled out of that. Now, since then, Boise State has identified a site for their stadium, but hasn't figured out exactly what they're going to build and how they're going to build it and how they're going to pay for it and all of that, which, you know, now they're going to play at Memorial Stadium next year, at least for their first season. And, you know, I mean, I don't think it's 100% door closed that Boise State and the Hawks group couldn't come together and,
mm-hmm.
and make a deal again in the future.
Well, because does it make sense for them to build their very own stadium if there is this idea of having another stadium? I mean, they're going to be what, a mile or two away, basically. I mean, potentially.
Yeah, I mean, to me, it makes no sense to build two baseball stadiums.
Right.
But it also doesn't make a whole lot of sense for Boise State to have a baseball program either. That was a huge financial gamble by Bob Kustra, and we'll see how it plays out. But I mean, baseball is an expensive sport. Boise State is not drowning in money. So that was a gamble anyway. And to build a stadium on top of it, to me, doesn't make a whole lot of sense. But, you know, I mean, I guess somewhat depends on what kind of lease payment you'd be looking at to share a stadium with the Hawks.
So getting to what you said, though, about this being a big gamble with bringing baseball to Boise State, why do you think they made that gamble?
Bob Custer very much wanted to bring baseball back to Boise State. They haven't had it for 40 years, and that was something that he very much wanted to do, and he got it done on his way out. I mean, that was one of his last major decisions, was to say we're gonna do it, and we're gonna do it now, and to put the pieces in place to make it happen.
I'm speaking with Chad Kripe. He's the sports editor for the Idaho Statesman. We are talking sports in Idaho. Let's head up north, University of Idaho. Women's basketball, they have advanced in the NIT. So, but they've been a good team in the past.
Yeah, the University of Idaho women's basketball program is a pretty strong program,
yeah.
and has been. And as you said, they've advanced through the first two rounds of the WNIT. Their next game's at Arizona. They've got two of the best players in school history there right now. Two of the best scorers in college basketball. Michaela Ferentz, who's sort of their all around do everything star. And the leading scorer in Big Sky history. And then Taylor Pierce, who is a really good three-point shooter, who's leading the nation in three-pointers, broke the record just the other day for most three-pointers in a season by a women's basketball player. And she's actually not all that far off of the men's basketball record.
Really? And they've had WAC championships as well. What, in 2013, 2014, the women's basketball team?
Yeah, I don't remember the exact dates, but yeah, they've certainly won some conference championships. They won the regular season championship in the Big Sky this year. They were the favorite to win the tournament and go to the NCAA tournament, and they got upset here in Boise in the semifinals, yeah. I guess it was.
What's interesting, too, I think, about the University of Idaho is there's always so much talk and conversation around their football team, especially in the last couple of years with going down, in a league, and just so much talk about football. What people may not know, unless they have gone to the U of I, is that their other sports programs are exceptional in the leagues that they play in.
Yeah, and at Boise State, it's sort of the same way,
right,
as well. And it does get missed because they're not the sports that the spectators come out to as much. But, I can't remember the number now, but I did a story in the spring. Idaho won something like three conference championships in a span of 4 days or something.
Mm-hmm. And nobody knew about it.
Yeah, and it was, tennis and golf and things like that. It's unfortunately, it's just the way it is. Football and men's basketball are always going to be the attention getters. But for whatever reason, in the state of Idaho, we have very strong women's sports programs. Mm-hmm. Idaho State has a strong women's basketball program as well. Boise State's had a lot of success in women's sports. So for whatever reason, this state has done very well on the women's side.
How do you think it will change at all when the University of Idaho builds their new complex for basketball and volleyball?
Yeah, it's actually only going to be basketball. It's not going to be volleyball.
Oh, okay.
At least initially. The coaches are very excited. They talk about when they bring basketball recruits to campus, they show them a football stadium. They can't even show them the court that they will play on. And they have to bounce around for practices, and facilities are in different places, and they're walking from their locker room to a gym in the cold. And from a recruiting standpoint, it'll be a big help for them. I got to think from a home court advantage standpoint, it'll be a big help. I mean, you should be able to fill a 4,000-seat arena reasonably often.
Mm-hmm.
And, those smaller arenas can be a lot of fun. The game atmosphere can be a lot of fun, and certainly better than playing in a giant domed football stadium.
Right. So before we wrap up, we've got to take the conversation back to football. Football is God sometimes. Kellen Moore, quarterback at Boise State, now the offensive coordinator for the Dallas Cowboys, done very well for himself in his career post-college. Do you think there's some type of, pipeline now to the Dallas Cowboys when it comes to not maybe just BSU football players, but our collegiate football players in Idaho, because we've seen college players go pro.
Yeah, there's no doubt that the Cowboys have an affinity for particularly Boise State guys, and they've talked about that a little bit, and I think it just kind of builds on itself. I mean, when you have a bunch of those guys there, and then all of a sudden a guy like George Iloka, who got signed the other day, comes available, and, well, he played with Kellen, and he played with DeMarcus Lawrence, and he played with Tyrone Crawford, and those guys can be like, hey, he's a really good player. You know, so, or maybe they really wanted him, and that helps recruit him there.
Do you see that in other NFL teams with certain colleges, if you have, you know, like your offensive coordinator had gone to a certain school, things like that?
Yeah, the connections are always important, particularly when you're dealing with free agency. And so, yeah, you often see some sort of connection. You're like, well, why is that guy there? Oh, because he's got this connection. Mm. But this is pretty unusual. I mean, particularly for a school Boise State size, I mean, that's got to be, you know, a quarter of their NFL guys, right, or something are in one place. So it's pretty unusual.
Yeah. What sport or team should we be watching for?
Sport
or maybe a team? Is it, you know, should it be like looking for a potential soccer team coming?
Oh.
Do you think there's an up and coming sport/team?
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, in terms of right now, I mean, yeah, the stadium thing is going to be interesting to see, you know, if we were able to get professional soccer here in 2021, I believe it is. I think that would be really cool to see and see what would happen. I have no idea what would happen, but I think it would be really interesting to watch and see what kind of crowd support they got.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's, you know, it's a little bit longer term. I mean, in terms of the shorter term, you know, spring football, it's spring football season.
Oh,
now,
that's
so,
right. Oh, my gosh.
The next couple of weeks, everybody's going to be having their spring games. And so Boise State, Idaho, I know I have spring games coming up in the next couple of weeks.
I want to thank you for coming in, Chad. My guest today, Chad Kripe, sports editor for the Idaho Statesman. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.